This is a story of life. Let's try Triglav.
Right, so we're going to throw socks from the upper floor into different containers, and whoever has the most points with 5 socks wins the most points, and points means prizes. So we're just going to rally everybody upstairs. I'm Karen. I'm a senior associate chartered technologist for Stride Triglav. We are here today in the Cardiff office. It's a regional office of Stride Triglav, one of the 9 offices that we have, and it's a really close-knit family feel community within the larger business.
Should get some points on the board, should I?
It's a building that we designed and built ourselves. I ran the project with Anthony Walsh, who did the base build of the project, and I did the interior delivery. It was the first BREEAM Outstanding building at design stage, which was quite an achievement. And even 8 or so years later, it's still looking fantastic.
No! Oh, I thought I'd get a few in. Okay, 250.
I have been with Strides for 20 or so years, and I've seen lots of change, and I've grown up through. And there comes with it this feeling of maternal sort of pastoral care. You see people have families, get married, develop through their career, and you invest time in them. So I think it comes quite naturally that you care about the people that work here. I wanted to enjoy where I worked when I left the children for so long and paid a lot of money for childcare to still have a career. So it was kind of endemic in me that I wanted to create an environment or be part of creating an environment where you had fun and you didn't just sit at your desk all day. Sometimes in deadline moments, it can feel like your head's down and you don't have time to sort of take a moment back. And they're not constant, but at those moments it did feel like you were too focused on one thing. And that really resonated with me, that we should try and work harder at creating an environment that brings a sense of relaxation, contemplation, support, health, well-being. And it takes small steps to start change. And I wouldn't say it's entirely on me. There's people here that are up for it. They're keen to create an environment that they want to sort of enjoy working in. There are some key words that we wanted to pursue: creativity, culture, thought leadership. I focused in on the creativity tasks, thinking, well, what sort of challenge can we bring to people that just gets them away from looking at the monitor to doing something, and then comparing, talking. So we did this challenge where you had to draw a picture of your favourite building without taking your pen off the paper. So we've got images of the Twin Towers, Sydney Opera House. That one is Le Corbusier. I can't remember which house it is. That one's Frank Lloyd Wright. That one I have no idea about, but it means something to someone, and that's the nice part of it, is that people are investing their own energies and history into drawing something that's meaningful for them. It was really, and I remember sending this as an image, or uploading this as an image of them all on a window together, and it had quite an impact. This then led on to doing it again, but you think, what can we do next? So the next challenge was paper aeroplanes, really simple task. And everyone gets so competitive. But what I love most is that the noise level changes. Sometimes we have moments of peace and quiet, and other times quite noisy moments. But this changes the sound from a work-based noise to one where people are interacting and having fun. People of different sectors, different areas of the business, different levels of the business interact on a plane that nobody can, you know, train for. So these skills that you have about making toothpick towers or a catapult. You can't train for this. So all these people that are in the business that have gone to university, have all of these lovely qualifications, still have to Google how to make a paper aeroplane. So it brings a really nice dynamic out in the office. And I think people go back to their desk feeling rejuvenated. So here in this part of the network is where I create folders that cover different aspects of our cultural change. So there are things like our social events where we have fun outside of work. There are the Fun for Five challenges, Devil in the Detail, the technical workshops. We do Room 101, which is brilliant. We've got Meze. It started with just eating together. Bring something, you can eat something. It was difficult at the beginning because people were a bit, but well, I've got my own lunch. Why do I need to bring something else? But you bring a £1 pot of, you know, hummus and olives or something, and you could have something that somebody's made, like an orange cake. And then it spiraled from there. We did a Christmas meze, a spectacular Christmas meze run primarily by Alan. He does a hashtag cooking by Al. And we had everyone around the table, full Christmas dinner. And we cooked it on two hot plates and two microwaves. But the best thing, it's a bit like families, the best thing is that you eat together, you break down barriers and you start talking about maybe stuff outside of work, but also about pressures that you're under. Can I help with that? It's all very naturally flowing. It's a bit like having a dinner at the end of the day with your family. It's a moment where you can all just sort of, yeah, relax and share. And there's so many stories. As soon as you start talking about that one thing, so many stories come out about, you know, Anthony breaking and the roast potatoes falling into the floor of the car. And Al being up all night checking the turkey wasn't burnt. It's great. I joined Stride Treglown in 2000, I think it was, and Cardiff office was quite small then, about four or so people, and a director. And it was quite a close-knit community. I think that's where my investment in culture began, because I was typing letters, making coffee, welcoming people to a meeting. There was nothing that you didn't get involved in. And I'm incredibly grateful for those experiences. They definitely formed who I am. I'm an all-rounder. I get involved in every part of the business. But my technical role developed sort of a few years, sort of 10 years later, where I found that I was more interested in delivering projects on site than the early design stuff. And I think that flows quite naturally. I didn't enjoy university for similar reasons. That echoes in the engagement work I'm doing, is that kids don't leave school wanting to be an architect, but actually don't know the wealth of other opportunities in the construction industry and could be better suited to other avenues. That's definitely echoes in my career path. I then, sort of 10 years into my career, decided that technical was the route that I was definitely more comfortable in, delivering projects, getting increasingly larger projects, more complex projects. And Anthony Walsh said to me, have you thought about chartership? Have you thought about formalising your experience now with a professional qualification? It was a great gift to me that an inclusive way of working towards that goal. And having done that, everything has sort of snowballed since. But that has been based on people trusting you with growth. So every project bit bigger, you're now working with other people, you're supporting other people. You know, it's just been amazing. That point where I became chartered changed my career, and it's snowballed since. Simon True, our regional director, came up to me and said, I've got something really exciting. There's a Women in Construction and Engineering Awards. We'd love to put you forward for it. Is it something that you'd like to be a part of? the air escaped me. I was just blown away. Yes was obviously the answer, but it was more actually that people had seen what I was doing and were grateful or had even noticed, and just for me to be the person that they put forward was incredible. It was a true moment for people from other offices to say, yes, she's the one that we're going to put forward, was such a compliment, and I was on cloud nine. It really brings it to home where you're at. You've gone from that small conversation in the studio to a big event. And then when they called my name, I was in total shock. And it still now, it sometimes rushes up and you feel like, oh my God, I'm a Weiss Award winner. Yes, I did that. That's really cool. But to then have another award nomination on the back of that was incredible. It was really reinforcing. I think it shows a real focus on support, and that they're not just talking about being a company that invests in their people, they're actually doing it, and they're encouraging development. And I think it's a real message back to the staff that they do that. I'm incredibly grateful for Strides having nurtured me through that career growth. I'm really happy. I love delivering good projects for clients. I love working with teams. The designs that people have created in our office, I'm incredibly proud of. So let's go on to Fun for Five. Let's take a moment out and let's have some fun.
Okay. Come on. Last person.
Right.
I like that. Come on.
I've got a feeling of competitiveness now.
Oh!
Oh no!
It's hard.
Can I end up?
Just do this every Friday, I think.
Unbelievable.
Oh, Marie, never mind.
You get 5 points for catching it.
That was Life at Strides Treglown. Thanks for listening.